From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, David. I'm glad you're listening in today to Life Change Weekend. Throughout the week, we spent some time with you on Life Change Today, which is our Bible study. And so many of you write back to us and send us emails and notes. We appreciate that. Our broadcast goes out now to many parts of the world, for which we are very, very thankful. We have a ministry, as you know. It's called Dino Padrone Ministries, and it has many facets to it. And one of the things I so enjoy about it is how God has opened up some opportunities for us overseas. And we have been doing a number of different works. And the Lord led to us, dear friend of mine, Rick Ramsey, who's on with us on the broadcast quite often, to tell us about the mission projects that we're doing here with DPM Ministries. And I want to spend the day today talking about some of those things and what God is opening up for us. And so, Rick, it's really good to have you on the program with us today.
It is a joy to be back with you, Dino. I always look forward to these conversations, and it's exciting to see what God has allowed us to get into around the world, I guess.
We're supposed to be older guys kind of retiring, but that's just not a happening, is it?
No, it's not. It seems like the Lord has other plans in mind.
Yeah, and I'm glad He does, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I can think of nothing worse. I read an article today about people who live, have longevity of life. They had a purpose. And, of course, our purpose is in the gospel and getting it around the world. So I'm thankful for the opportunities.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a good article, because there needs to be much said about that very point. I remember I was speaking at the Keswick Bible Conference some years ago in Whiting, New Jersey, and a pastor mentioned to me that he had retired, and he told me about all the wonderful things he was doing. I said, what would you say to somebody thinking about retiring? It wasn't so much for myself, but I wanted to pass it on and learn it myself as well. And he said, well, see me after you speak tonight. And so I went back and I saw him after I spoke that night. He said, here's three things. One, he said, make sure you and your spouse, if you're married, that you have an agreement to do this. He said, number two, make sure you have enough money to live on for a while. But thirdly, have an idea of what you want to do. And he said, that's the most important thing. And I think it really is. Well, how are things there in Virginia, Rick?
Well, you know, it's wintertime, and we are surely having winter in Virginia. And some people are enjoying it. I'm prone to endure it. But it's kind of like our life. We don't get to choose what God lets come our way. We just are thankful for it and seek to please Him in it and take what He gives us. So we're enjoying it.
Yeah, that's great. Tell us a little bit about our mission ministry right now. What's going on, Rick?
When I first got connected with Dino Padrone Ministries, and we knew each other for years before that, but I thought I was going to take a little trip to Myanmar, and it wasn't a little trip at all, but I thought that would be the extent of our involvement. But God has just opened doors for us, not only in Myanmar, which I'll share more about, and that's kind of my primary focus, but we're working now, doing Zoom work, preaching in India, going this year to be preaching in Pakistan, doing Zoom ministry there. I had a fellow over there ask me to send Bibles to him, and we're going to work on trying to get that accomplished, and And then, of course, the orphanages, not only in Myanmar and Colombia, we're connected. They're helping us, and we're helping them do ministry to the orphans in Colombia, and then in other places in the world. So Sierra Leone, Africa, where our friend Dave Arnold established that ministry, and we are connected with that to some degree, and every day there seems to be a new opportunity.
Yeah, we're very thankful. Now, let's talk a little bit about the work in Myanmar, because so many people ask about that, and many of our listeners do support it. Many of the friends you have, Rick, support it. And you've been a very important fundraiser for that ministry. There's a coup going on there. And tell us, as you see it, what's happening.
Well, you know, I stay in touch with our local leader and pastor and overseer of our ministry there, which is really key for us to be able to accomplish what we do, and under our current situation, sometimes difficult. But I just talked to him the other day, and he said that they seem to be loosening up their restrictions a little bit. They're allowing people to gather more frequently. The churches are able to meet. And some of that, I think, is related. They've set up some elections to be coming up. Now, there's still sporadic fighting and various places, but there seems to be some improvement in freedom for the people there.
You know, Rick, it's interesting when we talk about the coup that's going on there. I preached recently here in South Florida, in Hollywood, on one Sunday to two different churches. They're both Romanian churches. They're Romanian-speaking people. They speak very fluent English, many of them do. And several of the members came to me and said, you know, we moved to America because we love America. We want to be here. We believe that there's a freedom of Christianity here. But they were concerned about what's happening to Christianity in America with the persecution against it. And that's the first time I've heard firsthand of people who moved here for the very reason of their faith. And so who knows what's going to happen to America? I mean, that military coup was a tragedy thing in Myanmar. But now as we think about that happening, that type of thing happening in some of the freer countries, it makes you all a little bit concerned, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I remember some 30 years ago, and I know you remember as well, when we went to Romania, when they were just coming out of communist domination, and how fearful they were of communism. And yes, they do see some of those issues even here in our country, not communism, but a dominance that the Christians aren't able to operate as much as they'd like. And in Myanmar, they have to really be careful. We have told our leadership over there, don't take any extra chances. Don't get involved in the politics. We're not politicians. We're Christians. We're servants of Jesus Christ. And if that gets us crossways with the government, then so be it. But we don't want to just create problems. And so I told him, just do your ministry, preach the gospel. And in time, God has allowed a little more freedom. And so we're thankful for that and looking forward to greater ministry going forward.
Yeah. So how is the ministry going there right now, do you feel, Rick?
It's improving. They're able to function as a church, at least in the gathering aspect. And of course, we know COVID was devastating over there as well, along at the same time as the coup. And but now they're able to meet. They meet twice a day on Sundays. The orphanage, the children are able to go to church and be involved. And his university, he calls it a seminary, has been reopened. It was closed for a year and a half, I guess. So they've reopened it with 31 or two students, and they just are getting ready for their annual graduation. You might remember you preached there in February a few years ago, and I did as well. And so they're getting ready to graduate some more students, send them out into ministry. Our 10 pastors that we support, and that's change. We've had some who were, their churches grew enough to where they didn't need the support, but we try to still support the 10. All of 2021, all of 2022, we've been able to support those men at $100 a month, and they're reaching people. We're getting pictures of baptisms, and so it's exciting. Matter of fact, I just heard recently, even in Mexico, which we don't really have any ministry there, but a preacher friend of mine was in Mexico, and they saw 33 people saved in one service. Mm. And so I'm excited about what God's doing. Don't know God's timing, but things have improved greatly there in Myanmar. And, of course, Brother Mun was sick last year for a while. He is healing well now and able to lead the ministry there. And so I guess I can give a little bit of a positive report on the progress of the ministry in Myanmar.
Yeah, now, Rick, tell the people about the need. Somebody out there right now wants to help financially those pastors. And as we have said, these pastors really need the financial support. They get very little. This money that we send them is really, it's lifeblood financially for them. Tell the people how to send that money and where they can send it to so that people can become a part of helping those pastors over there.
You know, one of my burdens was when I first come back from Myanmar was to try to get churches to do, you know, like a monthly support of $100 a month. And we've got a couple of churches that have taken that on, but really it has become more of individuals and special gifts that people give. And think about it, two people giving $50 a month can take care of a pastor and his family. And I mean, they really do need it. We get letters, reports from them quarterly, and they share how the funds help them so much. And an individual can send a check, send a gift to Dino Padron Ministries. I believe they can go to the website and they can do it there, or they can just send it to the ministry address that I'm sure you'll give here in a little bit, and support these pastors. You have taken a lot of the funds that really need to go in other directions sometimes, your book sales and so on, and to help support these pastors, and that's a great blessing. But we really need to get some more people to get involved in that ministry.
Yes, they could send their monies, Rick, to 292 Piedmont, P-I-E-D-M-O-N-T, the letter G, Delray Beach, beautiful Delray Beach where I live at, 33484. We also have a virtual office that we have opened, and we'll be giving that address out, not today, but shortly to people where they can send their funds to. And all the funds are tax deductible, and we want people, of course, to give. You're listening into Life Change Weekend, and on weekends we have various testimonies of people who've come to Christ. We have people talk about the books that they have written. We have others who talk about their ministries. We have recently had people talking to us about their research they've done on some of the great leaders of the world, and it's been fascinating programs that we've had like this. Also, we've had on here a dear friend of ours who is one of the leading drug lords in all of Miami telling his story. And so we're just glad you're listening in. Every weekend we do this, and of course Monday through Friday we have our broadcast of Bible teaching, and the program now goes throughout the United States into many other countries. We are so glad for the people that listen who are in East Africa, and we're blessed by all of them as well. And the channel that we have there. And of course, we're on in upstate New York, where we actually began this program with our good friends there, James Baker and the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you to all of them. You're doing some other things too, Rick, which I'm very delighted about. When you talk about your ministry a little bit, you have an itinerant ministry called RCM. Tell us what it is and what does that entail?
BCM represents Barnabas Church Ministries. And I chose Barnabas because when I left the pastorate, I desired to continue in ministry in a Barnabas-style ministry. And if anybody knows a little bit about the Barnabas in the Scriptures, he was a supporter, an encourager, a challenger, an exhorter. And he's the one that introduced the Apostle Paul to the church at Jerusalem. So much could be said about him. But I wanted to do that ministry of And I've got a little slogan that I use in churches, encouraging the church to encourage the church. So my ministry is a ministry of encouragement and exhortation and encouraging people to get involved. And it plugs in real well right beside our ministry with Dino Padron Ministries in getting the gospel out. And vital part of the gospel is the church. And so I've been blessed in that ministry and found it a blessing to others, I believe.
Yes, it really is a blessing to others. And if somebody wants to schedule you, Rick, to come to the church, their church, or maybe speak at a Sunday school class or speak at a conference or perhaps do a weekend retreat, how would they get hold of you?
You mentioned weekend retreat, and here we are in February, and Valentine's is coming up, and on the 11th and 12th, I'll be doing a Valentine's banquet at a church here in Virginia, and then on Sunday, I'll be speaking on the idea and subject of love and challenging the church to love one another and love the world. And to contact me, there's multiple ways. My email, rickramsey1@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter. You can look for me there, search for me there. And I just kind of got back into that in the last 6 months. And Facebook, also you can search for me there. Or you can call me by phone. Preachers, you need to get in touch with me. Call me at 540-461-2343. 540-461-2343. You may have to leave a message. I'll call you back, I promise. And I'd look forward to talking to you. And then my mailing address is very easy. It's P.O. Box 111, Fairfield, Virginia, 24435. That's P.O. Box 111, Fairfield, Virginia, 24435. I receive some personal support there, personal contacts there, letters, and so on. And would be glad to hear from anyone. And, of course, they can get in touch with me through Dino Padron Ministries, through our newsletter. My address and information's in there, and, of course, on our website.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Rick. I have a dear friend of mine named Ron Susek. Ron and I have done some ministry together. Ron is right now doing a lot of national television on prophecy. And Ron made the statement to me that when he looks at the church is like a tent. And in the middle, the stake in the middle, is the Great Commission. Tell us just a word about the Great Commission, why that's important, Rick.
We were talking earlier about our purpose, and that's it. It's to take the gospel by whatever means possible to each and every one we can reach around the world. And it's as simple as our neighbor across the street, or across the ocean. God just opens doors if we will submit ourselves to be a witness, to take the gospel. It could be somebody you bump into at Walmart or some other store. It could be a purposeful encounter that you make. It could be a phone call, a letter, but it's getting the gospel of Jesus. That's why we're left here, and that's our purpose.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, as you well know, Rick, that the four gospel accounts end with the Great Commission, and the book of Acts begins with the Great Commission. So I guess the Great Commission is pretty important.
Amen. You
look at all of that. So, and again, that's what we're doing here. Part of our ministry, my dear friend that's listening in, is simply saying that we want people to grow their faith. And of course, you begin with being born again, and then we want you to grow your faith in the Lord. Now, Rick, you've written this book. Tell us the name of it again, if you would.
It's called Marks in My Bible. It is just what you might expect it to be. Some people don't like to mark their Bible. I enjoy marking phrases that I hear and somebody else will be preaching, or maybe in my study or reading myself. God just jumps off the page at us sometimes to speak to us in a moment with a thought. And then I can go back to those marks later and meet God again there. And so I put together this little book out of these places in my Bible that I've marked. My first one is out now. My second one should be out in the summer, volume one, volume two. And I have dreams of doing one Marks in My Father's Bible at some point in the future. A lot of people have received it well. I've had two printings now of it, and so I'm thankful for it.
Give us a devotional, if you would, from your book.
All right. I marked a passage out of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, which just happens to be the last chapter in the Bible, the last verse in the Bible, and the last word in the Bible is the word amen. So here it is. It happened again. It has happened numerous times before, so much so that if I think about it, I get a little paranoid and hesitant. I don't know when it started, but I know it was a long time ago. I don't know how it started. Some would say it was a way of drawing attention to myself. I hope that it is not. I don't want to draw attention to myself. I don't want to be that way. I have been thanked for it. I have been stared at for it. I don't plan to do it. I don't think about doing it. What is that? I say amen. If we have been asked, what was the last word in the Bible? I wonder how many of us would know that it is the word amen. Revelation 22:21 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. What a wonderful word to follow a thought about God's grace. What a wonderful word to end the Bible with. I can think of no greater word to end the Bible with than amen. I understand that it was carried over from the synagogues into Christianity. It was a word of affirmation. It means so be it. It's a word of agreement. It means I agree with that which is being said. It's a word of acclamation. It carries the idea of unified praise of God. And it's a word of appreciation. As a preacher, I can confirm that a hearty amen is a great blessing to me. Again, what a wonderful word to end the Bible. During a recent visit to a church by a friend of mine, we'd arrived early and settled into our seat. A few people greeted us and the service began. It was a wonderful service with a powerful message. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. After the service, a friend came to me and said, I didn't know you were here. And then I heard, amen. And I knew that amen. I then looked for you to see where you were. I think a good hearty amen is a good thing in a church service. As a matter of fact, I like a lot of amens when I'm in a church service. Some think it irreverent. I think it is very appropriate in a worship service. In the old days, they had an amen corner or an amen bench. I think every corner and every bench is a place for amen. Maybe if there were more amens, maybe mine wouldn't be so noticeable. Either way, I can't think of a better word to follow a good word. Neither does God. He ended the Bible with the greatest word he could use. Amen.
And I have one thing to say about that, Rick. Amen. Good stuff. Well, you've been listening into Life Change Weekend. So glad you've been listening in. And there are many things happening with our ministry over the weeks to come. We'll be talking about some of them. Many of you have been asking about our online school. We'll give you more information shortly about that as we are working through all of the details with the Department of Education here in Florida. We're very excited about that venture. And we thank so many of you who contact us and let us know that you're a part of this ministry. Have a blessed, blessed weekend. And join us Monday for our Bible study here. Life Change Today. God bless you.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to DinoPadrone@gmail.com or DinoPadroneMinistries.org. That's DinoPadrone dinopadroneministries@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.